Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Global Leadership Show with Pastor A.D. Finkley. It is our desire to empower your leadership and strengthen your ability to lead. For more information concerning any of these broadcasts, please contact AFM Ministries located at 13086 Old U.S. Highway 52 in the great city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Our zip code is 27107. Our telephone number is 336-251-3603. Without further delay, let's talk leadership with Pastor Finkley.
God bless you, friends. This is Pastor Finkley, and I pray that your Saturday is one of joy and one of bliss in the very presence of the Lord. Certainly, God is good to us, and for this cause, we do glorify Him. I am delighted that you have tuned into the Global Leadership Show, where it is our mission to empower your leadership and strengthen your ability to lead. A show designed to give leaders the tools that are necessary for them to succeed and excel in their area of leadership. Listen, on today's broadcast, we are going to press forward concerning leadership. And the area that we're going to address today is one of great concern. And the reason that I say that is one of grave concern is because this is the very reason that God has called you, that's right, you, my friend, into the forefront of leadership. You know, this is not happening by chance that you are tuned into this particular broadcast. You are tuned into this particular broadcast by design. In other words, what I mean is that it has been ordained and arranged by God that you would be listening to my voice today on this radio blog because God wants you to be the answer. And what I speak of in terms of God desiring for you to be the answer, He desires for you to be the answer to the crisis that we find in leadership. And so on today's broadcast, we're going to have a twofold mission. Our mission today is, number one, to discuss the crisis, and briefly, to discuss the answer to the crisis. And so when we think about leadership today in the time in which we live, all of us can attest to the fact that there is a crisis in leadership. It does not matter what level of leadership we speak in regards of, and we'll just deal with a few of them today. But regardless of the tier or the level of leadership that you can think about, we can see that there's a crisis. And whenever there is a crisis in leadership, you have to understand that God will always raise up somebody to be the answer to the crisis. In other words, God will raise up a replacement in the place of the one in whom the crisis of the leadership is coming through. And I believe with all of my heart, my friend, the reason that you are tuned into the Global Leadership Show is because you are that answer to the crisis. And I want you to begin to think of yourself in those terms. But listen, I am the answer to a crisis that's in leadership somewhere, wherever your lane of leadership is, you are that answer that God wants to raise up. And so when we look at the world today and we look across things and situations, we find that there is a serious crisis in leadership. I mean, regardless of the level that you think about it on, whether it's in the home, we realize that there's a crisis within leadership in the home. And the reason that we know that there's a crisis in the home when it comes to leadership, because we can see the displacement of the father.
You know, the father in the home, God has set the man in the home to be the leader. But as we look around today, we can look at the statistics, and we're not going to get all into that today. But when you look at the statistics, you can find that there are more homes where children are being raised with the absence of the father. In other words, we look around and we see that in our homes, our kids, our children are being raised more and more. And I mean, this is increasing more and more by single parents. In other words, a lot of times the father is not present in the lives of his children. And so we see that on the family level, we see on the family level that there is a crisis. We see, especially within the church, I mean, all you have to do is look around and you see all of these different types of scandals that are popping out. And all of us know some bootleg preacher or some elder or some deacon who is in the office or in the area of leadership who is not living anything. You know, maybe up preaching $1 million worth of word, but not living a nickel of what they're preaching. And so we see that there's a crisis within leadership within the church. Well, we know that there's a crisis within the leadership of city government. I mean, we see the corruption all around us. I mean, all you have to do is go on the news and take a good look, and you will find that there is a crisis in leadership. And this crisis in leadership comes from the fact that there is so much corruption in the lives of men and then in the lives of women. We know that there's a crisis in leadership with the government. I'm not going to get into all of that, but all you have to do is begin to investigate, and you can hear of the scandals and the lies and the bribery and the trickery that takes place on that level. And so we would have to come to the conclusion, after examining all of these different areas and all of these different facets of leadership, that we have a very serious crisis. But even though we have this crisis, my friend, I want you to know that God wants to raise you up to be the answer to the crisis. In other words, what I mean is this crisis, amen, is very evident to all of us. But even though this crisis is evident to all of us, God has an answer, and that answer to the crisis is you, my friend. You know, the Bible says this in Proverbs 29 and verse number 2. It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear the rule, the people mourn. In other words, listen, when somebody's righteous is in the seat of authority, when somebody's righteous in leadership, the Bible declares that the people rejoice. I mean, people get happy. People get excited. Doesn't mean that everything's perfect, but if they know that somebody is righteous and in leadership, then they rejoice at the fact that they know that whomever is leading them is going to do what is right. But he also says that, listen, when the wicked bear rule, in other words, when the wicked are in a seat of leadership, he says that the people mourn. And let me tell you something, my friend, as we look across America today, when we look across our churches, when we look across our homes, when we look across our city government, when we look across our national government, and when we look across the globe, period, I'm not saying that everybody's corrupt, but I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of corruption going on. We see that people are mourning because there are wicked men in the seat of leadership. And so what that entails is that there is a crisis. But I believe with all of my heart, my friend, that God has raised you up, has called you into the kingdom, has called you to the forefront, because he wants to answer the crisis that's at hand. And so, listen, I'm telling you, you may go to your job, and there may be a crisis in leadership there. And, you know, sometimes on our jobs, we wish that God would move and God would raise somebody else up and God would blow somebody else in. Well, God has you, their leader, to be the answer to the crisis. Let me explain something to you. God has a way that whenever there's a crisis, and I got some Bible to go along with this, but whenever there's a crisis in leadership, God has a way of putting his man or putting his woman in place. That's right. In other words, God has a way of arranging, praise God, that his man or his woman would be put in place to make sure that that crisis which is in leadership is always addressed. You know, I'm thinking in my mind of several examples. When Saul got out of the will of God, you have to remember this, that when Saul got out of the will of God, that God rejected him as king. You remember when Samuel told him that? God rejected him as king, but God didn't just allow Saul to remain king without finding a replacement. And let me tell you something, when that crisis came with Saul in his leadership as king, God sent Samuel down to a man's house named Jesse, and there Saul's replacement, David, was anointed as king. Listen, whenever there is a crisis, God will always handpick him somebody and put them in a place and put them in a position to be the answer to the crisis. Let me tell you something. God is concerned about every level of leadership. That's right, my friend. And the reason I say that God is concerned about every level of leadership is because the Bible tells us this, that all authority is ordained of God. In other words, what that means is that God has a hand in every level of leadership. All authority, that's what the Bible says in the book of Romans, all authority is ordained of God. And since all authority is ordained of God, God does not sit back and allow a crisis to continue within leadership and not have an answer for it. And so on today's broadcast, what we want you to understand when it comes to leadership is that you are the answer. That's why I know that you may have been complaining about your job. I know you may have been complaining about things in your city. I know you may have been complaining about things in the government. I know you may have been complaining, some of you all, about things in your home. And so God is raising you up to be the answer to the crisis. Listen, God wants to put you in position. He wants to put you in some places. He wants you to put you in some situations where that you can be the one that answers the crisis in leadership. And let me tell you something, my friend. What the world needs now, what our churches need now, what our homes need now is good, solid, godly leadership. That's right, my friend. They need good, godly, solid leadership. And so when we look across the globe, we can see that there's an absolute crisis in leadership. And one of the reasons I believe that there's such a crisis in leadership is because a lot of people are getting into leadership for the wrong reasons. Oh, my friend. Listen, I'm telling you, especially when it comes to the church, I know that there's a lot of people that are getting into leadership for absolutely the wrong reason. You know, some people are getting in leadership within the ministry because they think that a title is going to make them somebody. That's right. Some people are getting into leadership because they think that a certificate is going to do something for them. But let me tell you something, friend. Whenever you enter into leadership, I'm talking, speaking within the church right now, whenever you enter into leadership thinking that a title, that a certificate is going to make you somebody, or that it causes you to become somebody, listen, I already can tell you before your leadership ever begins that there is certainly going to be a crisis there. You know, let me explain something to you. Leadership is all about service. And so if you do not enter into leadership with a sense that I want to serve those whom I am leading, then you're ultimately are going to be a contributor to the crisis. But I believe, my friend, with all of my heart, that God is going to bring an end to the crisis in leadership. And so he's going to raise you up. He's going to commission you. He's going to prepare you. He's going to get you ready. He's going to give you the tools. He's going to give you guidance. He's going to give you instructions. He's going to prepare you to be the answer to the leadership problem that we have within America. Because I'm telling you, those that are coming behind us are counting on us to bring righteousness back to the stage of leadership. And so, my friend, as we look around, we see that certainly there's a crisis. Absolutely. I mean, the scandals that are coming from the police departments, the scandal that's coming out of the CIA and all of these other agencies that we look to see good, solid leadership. All of these great men and great women of God who are having scandals come out about them and things of that nature. Listen, the ones that are coming behind us, they are counting on us to bring righteousness back to the area of leadership. And so, because there's a crisis, let me explain something to you. God always raises up an answer. Let me explain something to you. Whenever there's a crisis in leadership, let me give you some Bible with this. Whenever there's a crisis in leadership, God always raises up an answer. In other words, what I mean is that God always raises up somebody to answer the crisis that's in leadership. And I want you to know, my friend, that that's you. That's you. You are the one in whom God is going to raise up to answer the crisis in leadership. When we look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, I want you to think about Eli. We find there that with Eli, there is a great crisis in leadership. You have to understand, if you get an opportunity, you can go back and you can read 1 Samuel chapter 1. I would advise that you read Samuel chapter 1 and also 2 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, because the two go hand in hand. But when you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, we find there a character named Eli. Eli, at that time, in the lives of the people of God, was not only the judge, but he was also the priest. But Eli had two sons. He had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, two corrupt sons, whom he allowed to go down to the temple, to sleep with the women inside of the temple, and also not only sleep with the women inside of the temple, but to embezzle those things that those brought to the temple. That's right. And so Eli had these two sons who were just as corrupt as they could possibly be. And even though they were corrupt, and Eli was very aware of it, Eli did not do anything in order to chastise these boys. He didn't do anything to bring any level of correction. He didn't do anything to rectify this situation with these boys, these two boys of his. And so we see there that there is a crisis in leadership in 2 Samuel chapter 2. This is really what's going on. There is a crisis in leadership. But just as I said a minute ago, is that whenever there is a crisis, God does not sit around and do nothing. God does not sit around and just allow the crisis in leadership to continue. But God always raises up somebody to be that answer to the crisis. You know, when we read 1 Samuel chapter 1 and we get the story concerning Hannah being barren, oftentimes we think in terms that Hannah there was just praying and Hannah was just asking for a baby, a male child, and God heard her prayer, and after God heard her prayer, Samuel was born. But what we fail to understand is that there is a deeper reason behind the birth of Samuel than just Hannah praying. And the deeper reason behind the birth of Samuel being born there is the fact that God was going to answer this crisis with the leadership of Eli. Let me tell you something. Hannah had Samuel, but Hannah having Samuel had nothing to do with Hannah just having a baby. Hannah having Samuel had everything to do with the fact that God was not going to allow this corruption in leadership that was going on in the life of Eli to continue. And so God allowed Samuel to come on the scene. He allowed Hannah to have Samuel. He allowed Hannah to give Samuel over to God. He allowed for Samuel to be raised in the house of leadership and be raised in the house of Eli for the sole purpose that he was going to be Eli's replacement. In other words, Samuel was God's answer to Eli's corruption in leadership. And what I want you to understand, my friend, is that when God empowers you, and the reason that God has given you tools and God has given you instructions is the same way that Samuel was the answer to the crisis in leadership with Eli, is the same way that you're going to be the answer to the crisis in leadership wherever God chooses to plant you. That's right, my friend. God brought Samuel on the scene so that he could have a righteous, come on, a righteous leader, so that he could have somebody who would obey his word, so that he could have somebody who would stay committed to the cause, stay committed to the call. And so he raised up Samuel to be the answer to the crisis in leadership. Whenever there is a crisis in leadership, God always raises somebody up to be the answer to the crisis. And what I want you to understand, my friend, I cannot say this enough this morning, is that you are the answer to the crisis. This is why it's so important that you get prepared. This is why it's so important that you get the principles that are needed in order to excel when it's your time to come on the scene. Now, I want you to understand this, that the whole time that Samuel was in the house of Eli, God was grooming him, God was training him, God was getting him prepared, God was getting him ready, God was speaking to him, God was preparing him and training him and all the above, because he knew that he was going to be the one. He was the chosen one by God to be a replacement to the crisis in leadership. And what I want you to understand, my friend, I know sometimes you want to grumble and complain. I know sometimes you want to get upset. But what you really should be doing is watching. You should be studying. You should be, praise God, you should be taking notes, because you should be getting prepared to be the answer. And so when we think about leadership in the day in which we live, what we're seeing is that there is a crisis. That's right, my friend. I'm telling you, there's a great crisis. And so much has happened because of this crisis that we find in leadership. You know, leadership within the ministry, many people stop coming to church because they have no faith, they have no trust in the leadership of the ministry. I'm telling you, many people are upset with the government because they have no faith in the government. And I know that people say, well, you should have faith in God and God alone. Well, if you're going to follow somebody, you got to have a level of faith in that person. You got to have a level of faith that person is going to do what's right. And what we're finding out is that there is corruption after corruption and scandal after scandal, and all of these different types of things are happening. And what it is availing to is the fact that there's a crisis. But I believe, my friend, that God is raising you up. I want you to hear me good and hear me real good. God is raising you up. The same way that God raised up Samuel to be the answer to the crisis in leadership when it came to Eli, let me tell you something. God wants to raise you up also. Let me tell you something, friend. Whenever there is a crisis in leadership, God always, I'm telling you, he always raises somebody up. You know, when we think about Moses, Moses led the people of God right up to the edge of the promised land. And the Bible said that Moses went up on a mountain because God had already told him that he could see the land, but he was never going to enter into it. And let me tell you something, God allowed Moses to go up on the top of the mountain and peer over and see the promised land. And the Bible said that God buried him on top of the mountain. You know what? After God buried Moses, the Bible said that the people wept and mourned. They wept and mourned for 30 days. You know what? On one aspect, they were missing Moses. But on the other aspect, there was a crisis in leadership, because who was going to lead them over? But I tell you what, God had already realized that there was going to be this crisis in leadership. And since God realized that there was going to be this crisis in leadership with the death of Moses, God already had him a man in the person of Joshua, in whom he was going to raise up to lead the people of God right on into the place of promise. And listen, when you get over to Joshua chapter 1, you know what God tells Joshua? He says, listen, the same way that I was with Moses, the same way that I'm going to be with you. And so he tells him, I want you to be encouraged and be courageous. Because the fact of the matter, he is the son that I've chosen you to be the replacement to this crisis in leadership. Listen, my friend, I cannot say this enough. We are looking at a crisis in our day and age. That's right. I mean, we are looking at a crisis in our day and age. But let me tell you something. Because God has his hand in every level of leadership, I'm telling you, and I'm telling you real good, that you are the one that God is going to raise up to be the answer to the crisis. And so God has you on the backside of the desert now, and he's preparing you, and he's getting you ready so that when it's your time to come on the scene and lead, you can lead with excellence, you can lead righteous, you can lead courageous, you can lead full of vigor, simply because you realize and understand that you are the answer to the crisis. And so not only did God raise up Joshua, but Joshua led the people of God right on into the promised land, and he saw that the people of God had their land allotted out unto them. And so, my friend, let me tell you something. God always answers the crisis. And the fact of the matter is, I'm glad that God does. Because if God didn't answer the crisis, listen, we would be in a world of trouble. We would certainly be in a world of trouble. You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says this right here in Psalms chapter 12 and verse number 8. It says the wicked walk on every side when the violence of men are exalted. In other words, when the violence of men are in an area of leadership, raised up, exalted above men, he says, listen, the wicked walk on every side. In other words, that causes the wicked to strut. That causes the wicked to flaunt. That causes wicked to boast and to brag. But let me tell you something. God's not going to stand on the sideline and allow these things to continue. Oh, no, my friend, God's going to raise up somebody. Oh, glory to God. He's going to raise up somebody. And that person, that individual that he is going to raise up to be the answer to the crisis is you, my friend. I believe that I'm speaking to some senators. I'm speaking to some councilmen and councilwomen. I believe I'm speaking to some pastors. I'm speaking to some elders. Yeah, you may not have the position now. You may not be in that area now, but God is preparing you for the time to come that when you are to usher into that area. I believe that I'm speaking to some managers on some jobs, some business owners whom God is going to raise up to be an answer to the crisis that we find on every hand. And so, my friend, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be strengthened. I want your eyes to open up to the possibilities that God has in front of you, because you are the answer. That's right. You're the answer. Because the world is looking for someone. They're searching for someone who will have a godly perspective. They're looking for someone who will not go along with status quo. They're looking for someone who would dare to be different. They're looking for someone who will stand up and stand upright. They're looking for someone who will be the answer to the crisis. And so, whenever there's a crisis, and we are in one, certainly we are. We are definitely dealing with the crisis. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but we are dealing with the crisis. And so because whenever there's a crisis, God always handpicks him somebody. And let me tell you something. When God handpicks somebody, it doesn't always mean it's the popular one. That's right. When God handpicks somebody to be an answer to the crisis, it doesn't mean always that it's the one whom everybody knows about me, that everybody says, yes, that's the one. No. Oftentimes when God picks someone that he's going to raise up to be an answer to the crisis in leadership, let me tell you something, my friend. He raises up somebody whom folk have known nothing about. Something that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be. And so I want you to understand that you have been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. That God has called you to the forefront of leadership for such a time as this. And perhaps, my friend, you are waiting on your turn, your opportunity to walk into, to be able to walk into this area and this avenue of leadership. But let me tell you something, my friend. I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be encouraged. Because when God brings you on the scene, he's going to bring you on the scene so that you can lead the way that he would have you to lead, so that you could be the leader that he has called you to be. Listen, as we conclude this program, I want you to understand that there is a very serious crisis in leadership. I want you to meditate on that. I want you to think about the scandals. I want you to think about the corruption. And I want you to think about the trickery, the bribery, the dirt that's being done. I want you to think about those things. And I want a righteous indignation to well up in you and say, listen, Lord, if you need an answer to the crisis that you can handpick and you can hand groom, I am that answer. The same way you raised up Samuel to be the answer to the crisis of leadership with Eli, I will be that crisis. This is my friend. May the blessings of the Lord continue to be upon your life.